Allez.
Everyone here, welcome to those online. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today is a good day. Let's stand together. Let's open up our mouths. Let's just thank him for his goodness. Let's just thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him that he is love and he has been good to you. He has been kind to you. Father, we worship your name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place. Take ownership, Holy Spirit, of this entire service. We worship you. We praise your name. We come to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. You are amazing. You are glorious. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Again, I stand amazed. Stand amazed in your presence. There is nothing you cannot do. Yes, Lord, I stand amazed. Stand amazed in your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope.
Amazed in your presence.
But there is nothing, Lord.
There is nothing you cannot do.
Thank you. Hallelujah, come and do, Lord. What only you can do, God. Intervene, Lord. Come and heal, Lord. Heal our hearts, heal our bodies, Lord. Heal our families, Lord. You say, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word. For I am the Lord, your healer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer.
You are the Lord that healeth me.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer unto you this sacrifice of praise. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Fill my life, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my life, fill it, Lord, and make it whole. You are the Lord that he led me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord that healed us, that healed us. You are the Lord, our healer. Yes, you are. You sent your word and you healed our disease. You are the Lord, our healer. Faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, you're my love of peace. Lord of all, I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the echo. My hope is in you alone. My hope is in you alone. My hope is in you alone. Hallelujah. Times of trouble, you lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the echo. But my hope is in you alone. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the porter, and we are the clay. Mold us and make us after thy will while we are waiting. Yielded and still. You be God, you not be man, oh. You be God, you not be man, oh. Alpha, Omega, you be God. You'll be God, you'll be God, you'll not be man, no. You'll be God, you'll not be man, no. You are God, you are God, you are not a man. Alpha, Omega, you are God. You are God. You are God. You are another man. There is power. Power. Wonder working power. In the blood of the Lamb, Kadabusha, there is power, power, wonder-working power in that precious blood of the Lamb. Kadabusha, there is power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh,
His power,
wonder-working power
in the precious.
Cleanse us, Lord.
Oh,
deliver, set us free by your power.
Wonder-working.
Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. So much power, power, wonder-working power in that precious blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. We are healed. We're delivered. We're redeemed. We're set free. We're strong. blessed and highly favored, prosperous, overcomers, because of all you have done, your amazing grace, your mercy, it has set us free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus set me free. Malabosaka. Shande bokore balakata sikaya. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team. Thank you so very much. Please come.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, good day, everybody.
Amen.
Let us pray for our wonderful family of God, our children. Praise the Lord. All right, if you're sitting there, you can stretch your hands towards them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another wonderful day. Thank you, Lord. Let our worship and our praise and our thanksgiving be acceptable before you. Commit our children before you, Almighty God. All our biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families all over the world, those who are here in this house right now, and those from every decade of life, from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, we lift them before you, Almighty God, those in the womb. Lord, those walking the earth, touch every one of them. Touch our teachers, touch our children. May they glorify your name and magnify you. May they know you as Lord, Savior, Deliverer, Healer. May they know your character and put those character in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, touch them. May they be obedient children that walk after God and seek God. Touch the teachers. Cleanse every one of them. That only the word of the Lord comes out of them towards the children. And children will be able to absorb the word of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, their spirit and life, we receive you into our lives in this service, this day in our homes, our church, ministry, businesses, our city and our nation, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Our scripture reading this morning is going to be from John 14. John chapter 14. I think there are 31 verses, so you need to catch up. We'll see how far I go if I can finish it. Praise the Lord. All right, you should be familiar with John chapter 14. Should be part of your scripture knowing. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. If you have any problem this morning, God is saying, don't let your heart be troubled. Just believe God. Somebody say, I will believe God, that my answer will come to me speedily. Say amen. Well, this is Jesus speaking here. So you can get, this is a guaranteed word. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So what is Jesus busy doing right now? Amen. So we're going to be with him forever. Verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So where is going to be your place forever? With Jesus forever. Verse 4, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said, why? Who knows why he said that? Jesus says, I'm the way. So they had an encounter with him, so he is the way. Amen? He said, you know. How many of you know Jesus this morning? So verse 4 is part of you, you know it. And whither I go, you know. And the way, you know. Hallelujah. 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 So if you're in Christ this morning, shout hallelujah. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Don't you love Thomas? He makes things clear for us. Praise the Lord. Asking questions is a good thing. Amen? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Can you imagine if Thomas didn't ask that question, you wouldn't know this part of the Lord. So asking him question reveals himself even more to us. Say amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Shout hallelujah. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't need to say, I've never seen him. Once you have the word, you have seen him. Once you have the word, you have the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. How many of you are speaking the word right now? As we are reading the word, if you have that, say you have Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's living in me. Say amen. I had a ladies' conference not too long ago, I think last month, you know, somewhere. And I taught them one word. One word, so somebody say ghost. Holy Ghost. So that ghost, when you have G and host, is what? Ghost. So you are a God host. Somebody say, I'm a God host. So when you say Holy Ghost, you say, I'm a God host. Well, these things, they take revelation. It takes a while for it to build inside you. Just receive it. But that's what we are. We are the place that God dwells in. He lives where? Does he live in your heart? So whom are you hosting? So whom are you hosting again? So Holy Ghost. You are a Holy Ghost. You hold, Holy comes into you, and you are doing what? Hosting him. May you host God every day. May you never let him leave. Say amen. Anyway, that's my own definition. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's also a correct definition because his name is Emmanuel. God with us. He dwells with us. Verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. And it sufficed us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? So I ask us a question this morning. Is the word Jesus? Is Jesus the word? In the beginning was the word. Huh? And the word was with God. And the word is what? God. Hallelujah. So who wants to see the Father this morning? How many of you are seeing the word right now? You are even speaking the word and you are still asking, where is the Father? Somebody say, he lives in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is not an old question. It's old, but yet it's still a current question. People are still saying, God, where are you? And he say, I'm here. He is here. He lives. He lives in me. He is in the word. Hallelujah. And the word is in me. When you eat food and the food enters your mouth, does it go in you? As you are eating the word right now, does it go in you? So is the Father in you? Is the Son in you? Is the Holy Ghost in you? So what other things are going on in your system and in your home that cannot be eradicated this morning? Somebody say, I will host the Lord. 10, believest thou not that I am the Father? I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father dwelleth in me, and he doeth the works. The consciousness of this was in Jesus. May you receive this consciousness that he is in you, and he's still doing the works. Hallelujah. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Say amen. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Say amen. Say, I will do greater works. I will do the works of the Lord, and I will do greater works. I say amen to that. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. You have been guaranteed to ask him anything, and he will do it. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's verse 14. Say amen. So don't stop asking. Verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. So that's my part. Just keep what he's saying. Keep it and do it. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that you may abide with you. That what he may abide with you forever. So the Holy Ghost is a person, is not an it. Say amen. Hallelujah. He's called a comforter. Say comforter. Comfort me. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Say amen. Say amen. Somebody say, he lives in me. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hallelujah. How many of you want holy visitation from the Lord? Well, he said it, he will do it. So just ask him, come, Lord Jesus. That's what we're doing that with Apostle as he was leading. In the singing this morning, we were just worshiping the more we invited him, as we said things to him, his presence just grew and grew and grew. Hallelujah. Verse 19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. Somebody say, I see him. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. So oneness. Somebody say oneness. Say, I'm one with the Father, and one with the Son, and one with the Holy Ghost. Say amen. This is still Jesus speaking. So his word never falls to the ground. It must bring forth and do exactly what it says. Say amen. He that hath my commandments, verse 21, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he shall be loved, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Say amen. So your part is to do what again? Keep his commandment and love God. You are required to love God. Not only God loving us, we are required to love him. Say amen. So these are the people that God will love and also show himself to. These are people who get results. So if you want results, keep his commandment, love God. Amen. 22, Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will do what? Love him. And we come unto him and make our abode with him. So you want to host the Lord? Love God. Keep his words. It doesn't get simpler than that. Love God and do what? Keep his word. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost will make their residence in you. They are still in heaven, but they can live in both worlds at the same time. Somebody shout hallelujah. I told you last time, I think I wasn't here last Sunday, I was resting. So the other one, I told you, he is the kingdom. Hallelujah. They will make you and bring you, become one with him. Somebody say, he is my Lord and my Master and my Savior, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Verse 24, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which what? The sent word. Somebody say, I received the sent word. Let me read that again. He that what? Loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So in other words, anytime you hear the word, don't try to be sending your mind somewhere else. Just receive the word of God. Say amen. Say amen. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Somebody shout hallelujah. Whatsoever I have said unto you, you don't have any memory problem. The Holy Ghost will bring to pass whatever you need from any archives speedily, quickly, to your remembrance. Say amen. So this is a guarantee that as you age, you will not have memory problem. You don't start saying, No, you're quick. Somebody say, I'm quick. Because the Bible said the Holy Ghost quickens. That's one of his job. Say, I'm quickened. What did I say? Ghost. God host. Start hosting him and you will see a difference in your life. Peace I live with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be what? Troubled, neither let it be afraid. Say amen. You will never have heart attack. You will never have heart problems. As they come, they must go. Just know those are attack of the enemy. They must go. Say, I am not afraid. Say, I am not troubled. Say, I'm not troubled. So trouble will come, but don't keep it. Fight it off. You cannot stop trouble from coming. They will continue to come. But you are an overcomer. No fear. Say amen. 28, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice. Because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I am. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's the rejoicing? More power. Father and Son are together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they have left the Holy Ghost with us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Holy Ghost doesn't need a camel to travel somewhere else. Doesn't need a car. Doesn't need transportation. He just shows up. When Jesus was walking the earth, it took him a few days to get to where he needs to get to. But Holy Ghost doesn't need a few days. He can show up just like that. So that's why I say rejoice. Everything's going to be quicker now. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't have to understand everything. Just say amen. And your spirit will get it. And when it's time, it shall be quickened. Say amen. Say amen. He said rejoice. Is that not what he told us? Rejoice because I go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, comfort me. 29, and now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might what? Believe. Did it come to pass on the day of Pentecost? So from then on, nobody should say, I don't believe. You must believe. 30, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and had nothing in me. May the prince of this world that is always coming have nothing in you and in me and in your family, in your finance, in your health, in your business, in your ministry, in our church. In Jesus' name. Say a big amen. Amen. So host the Lord so that when the enemy comes, he finds nothing. There's no more room for him. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise and let us go hence. Now arise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we read your word. We receive your word, the incorruptible seed of the word of God. As we spoke them this morning, they are planted in our spirit, soul, and body. Let your word go forth and do what it needs to do. Lord, we believe. And we receive your holy word. We thank you for giving us yourself. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, perpetually make your abode inside us. From this place, we operate daily in everything we need to do. Quicken us to always know you are God, and to give you every glory and honor, and to never be afraid because you are with us always, even to the end of the world. We bless your holy name. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our church. Thank you for our ministry. Thank you for everything. it is well with us and our entire household. Can you say it is well with you? Say it is well with me and my household. Say amen. Because Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they are indwelling in us. They do the fighting. They do the answer. They do the lifting. They make a way where there is no way. They give the solution. Somebody say, I surrender to God's perfect will for my life. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls. Prosperity to her palaces. Peace to Israel. Peace to the nations. Remember your everlasting covenant you've made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Manifest your glory. And let this manifestation spill all over Israel, spill all over the nations. For out of Abraham shall all the nations be blessed. So we receive the blessings of the Lord upon Israel, upon Canada, Nigeria, United States of America. Lord, we lift the nations of India, the nation of Russia, the nation of Yugoslavia. We leave them before you. Save your people, Lord. Draw them to you. Draw them to you. When you draw your people to yourself, wickedness will not have its power anymore. Let the people turn to you, Lord. Somebody in those lands is crying for Jesus. Lord, hear their cry. You say, ask in your name and you will do it. Save these nations. In the name of Jesus. There be a turnaround, O Lord. Turn to you, Lord. Draw your people, for time is running short, that they will be able to enter your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless the nations, all the islands of the seas, all the First Nations, all the people of the earth, where someone is calling on the name of the Lord. Save your people. Let there be testimonies. Bless the service this morning. All our leaders. All our workers of righteousness. Bless the word of the Lord. Bless Apostle and all the ministering team and every leader in this house. And all those hearing the sound of my voice. Heal your people.
Yes,
restore them and make them whole.
Amen.
Cancer have no power over them. Jesus. Diabetes have no power over them. Arthritis have no power over them. High blood pressure have no power over them. Any sickness and disease they are battling this morning, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, we say, bow in the name of Jesus. We render your power useless. The people of God shall be free, and they shall walk in the liberty of the Lord. Be in the word this morning, in our thanksgiving, in our offerings and tithes and everything that we do. Be magnified. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who publish your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Maybe that apostle.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be magnified, O Lord. Be thou exalted forever. There is nothing you can't do, O Lord. Our trust is in you. Be magnified, O God. Be magnified. Hallelujah. We've been on a journey together the last few weeks, tracing out how God brings us into the fulfillment of His promise for our lives. Sometimes it takes, in our time frame, it seems like forever. God says something, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and it looks like it's not going to happen. But there's nothing God has spoken that will never happen. His word doesn't return back to him void. God is a strategist. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He finishes what he wants done and then starts. So you have a guarantee that it's going to be done, no matter what. He spoke it, so it is. That's why we have the word amen. When God says, I am that I am, in the Hebrew, it is very similar in its meaning, contextually, as saying amen. So when God says, I am that I am, he's saying, I am amen and amen. In fact, in the book of Revelation, it says, Jesus is the amen of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He has spoken it, and it is done. So let it be. Hallelujah. Well, God said to Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And at the same breath says, but he's not going to let you go. Because I have a plan. I'm going to shut down this rascal that's kept my people in bondage. You know, sometimes the enemy overplays his hand. There are times when you might get a spanking, but the spanking is way beyond what God intended, because the enemy abused whatever right permission he had. Are you with me so far? And so it was with the people of Israel. God says they're going to be there for 400 years. They were there for 430 years. Well, part of that was Moses' problem, because Moses jumped the gun. May God help us never to jump the gun. That we are on time with what God wants done when God wants it done. Because sometimes you can overplay. Sometimes you may want something now that is not ready. It's like having a premature baby. You're going to have to put that baby inside some kind of incubation and try to cause it to live. But when things happen at the right time, it is all well. So it was. God decided, there are 10 gods that are reigning in Egypt. I'm going to wipe every single one of them out. So he brought a plague that discredited every single one of them. Hallelujah. He brought a plague of blood, and the god Hapi, the Egyptian god of the Nile, was defeated. He brought the plague of frogs, and the goddess Heket, the goddess of fertility and water and renewal, was wiped out. He brought the god called Geb and with lice, and he wiped out that one because that one was the god of the dirt, of the earth and dust. He cleaned that one out. Then there were the plagues of flies carry. This was the God of creation, the movement of sun and rebirth. In essence, he came after a greater spirit, the spirit of Beelzebub, which was the spirit that wants to control the times and the seasons of your life. And there he put a line. And he says, no flies in Goshen. Hallelujah. My people are not going to experience the same thing with you guys anymore. I'm drawing a line. Then he went after, with the spirit of death of livestock, the goddess called Hathor. This was the goddess of love and protection, similar to the Greek Aphrodite. And he cleaned that one out too. Gone. Now, that goddess, Hathor, was God's way of jumping a little bit ahead of the game. Because when he took care of the livestock, he was ruining the economy of Egypt. Then there was the boils and the sores. It was the goddess Isis. This was the goddess of medicine. And with the boils and the sores, even the priests could not stand. Their medicine did not work. Their goddess could not work. And every time, they had to beg Moses to turn back the clock. Can you please help us out? Our goddess could not protect us. Our God could not protect us. Can you help us out? But then their hearts get hardened again. But it was because God wanted to break down the whole system. Then he came after the goddess Nut with hail. Nut was the goddess of the skies. Now hail is knocking down everything, killing everything, and the rest of the livestock is gone now. The crops are damaged. And now he brings another god, the god of storms and thunder called Seth. He takes locusts, and locusts come into the land and clean the entire land up. Then he starts wrapping it up. He comes after the god of called Ra. This is the god of darkness. This represents the satanic force. He comes at Ra, and there is darkness all over the land. Or rather, Ra is a sun, the sun god. Apologize. Ra is the sun god, but God comes against the sun god with darkness. So that it was so dark all over the land, they couldn't see each other. And of course, when it is that dark and there's no light, vegetation is gone. So God was ticking off, and the last thing he hits them with before the firstborn is he gets rid, knocks down their economy. And whatever it was that they had left, he was going to collect. Some would say, God is in the collection business. He's going to do the collection with the women. Hallelujah. By this time, The Egyptians are so frustrated, they are begging now. Now they negotiated, and I'm not going to go to that because I talked about that last Sunday night. If you were not here last Sunday night, then you need to go and listen to the full message from last Sunday so you have a sense of what we are trying to accomplish. Because today I want to start hitting at the main thrust of what God wanted. The last one was the biggest of all of them. The biggest God. Their greatest God. And that God was called Pharaoh. For they believed that Pharaoh was a God. The great God. And now God is going to humiliate Pharaoh and knock him off. But he starts out by causing Pharaoh to speak out of his mouth his disaster. And today I declare by the authority of the word of God that your enemy, the enemy of your soul, the enemy of your health, the enemy of your finances, the enemy that stands against you in any area of your life, that they'll begin to confess their damnation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When God wants to finish your enemy, he causes your enemy to speak his doom. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever your enemy is, whatever it is, let it speak its own damnation now. Pharaoh says, I don't want to ever see your face again. And Moses says, that's right, you're not going to see my face anymore. This is it. Adios. Then God instructed for the firstborn to be hidden under the precious blood of the slain lamb. And we know the story of the Passover. Now, why did all of this start? You know, Psalm 12 and verse 5 says something. Psalm 12 and verse 5. The word of God says, for the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. The last verse that we read today from John 14 that Mama led us to read was the Lord Jesus Christ saying, arise, let us go. God is calling you and I to rise up and to walk out from every trouble, from every situation that hinders us in the mighty name of Jesus. He says, now God will arise, said the Lord. He says, I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Whoever it is that is puffing at you, he says, I'm going to set you free from them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some say, I'm set free. Say it again, I am set free. One more time, I am set free. From what? From words. Psalm 12 starts out talking about words. The agenda of the enemy, thinking that he is invisible and that he can get away with whatever it is that he wants to get away with. And God is saying, no, 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 no. I am arising. They are getting free, but you are now in trouble. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, my father, my fighter, fight for me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me begin to say something to us right here. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, I'm going to come back there later, but I want to put something down now. In Isaiah 43, verse 2 to 3, we read these words. The word of God says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Why? For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious, some say, I am precious in the sight of God. He says, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. God is saying, you're so special to me. Every other person, whatever trouble belongs to you, I'm taking it off of you. They can carry it. They don't walk in love with me. See, God, doesn't God love everybody? God, oh, absolutely. God loves everybody. But if you're serving other gods and thinking that they are your source, and that includes those who are in church, then you are not part of this. Those that love God keep his word. And says, and I will express my love to them, and the Father and I will come, and we are going to make our abode in them. Is that not what we read today? Praise the Lord. God wants to make his abode in you and I, and he's making certain distinctions. He did it in Goshen, and he continues to do the same. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't know if I think I told you this before. You know, we have our social media stuff and things that we put out. And we had some kind of a clip promo that we put out some years back. And for whatever reason, this particular one got so many people wound up. They were just so... And there was nothing offensive, nothing accusatory, nothing like that. Just something about honoring God. And this guy writes and he says, you Christians, you think you're so special. And I wanted to send back to him, yes, we are. The Bible already says you are a peculiar people. A royal priesthood, a holy nation. Hallelujah. I'm unique. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you unique? Yeah. Your fingerprint is yours and nobody else's. No other fingerprint like yours. No other eye print like yours. Your DNA is your DNA. Hallelujah. So specifically targeted and put in place for you that nobody else spittle in the planet is like yours. Your spit, even your spit is uniquely yours. And there's no match for it. If God has so specifically made you out that he actually knows the number, every single number on your hair.
Hallelujah.
To that detail, when number 2006, if you have that much. Some people don't have that much. Some people have lost theirs. But if you had number 2006 falls off, God knows hair number 2006 fell. When you comb in your hair and number 5 broke, God knows hair number 5. on Jackie just broke. Not any other Jackie, this particular Jackie. Does God care that much? Absolutely. He cares. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Now, why is this important? I want to show you something. Israel is leaving Egypt. The sacrifices have been done. The Passover is taking place. And they are heading out of Egypt. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 13 and verse 21. Exodus 13 and verse 21. It says, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of the cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. I want you to notice this statement, to go by day and night. Say it with me, to go by day and night. One more time, to go by day and by night. Meaning, at every time, whether it be day or night, they had the capacity and the ability to keep on moving. It didn't matter what the economy looks like, they have the ability to keep on moving. It didn't matter what their surrounding look like, they have the ability to keep on moving. It says, Father God has given me the capacity to move steadily, day and night, because He is with me. In your youth, you keep on moving. In your old age, you keep on moving. There is no stopping at any time. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because the God of your salvation is a pillar in your life. Do you receive that? It says, He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Something happened. The Bible says that the people of God began to move. And as they moved, the Word of God says He did not take them in the way of the Philistines. But He took them another way because they were not tried yet by war. Exodus 13, 17 to 19. He said, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led them, the people about, through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses, I'm coming to the point I'm going to make in a moment about the north. And Moses took the bones of Joseph. Remember, that's where we started? With him. For he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely do what? Visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. What did Joseph know? Joseph knew that even though he was blessed and highly favored in Egypt and was at a very high level, and that his people were all prosperous and enlarged and greatly increased, that this was not their home. Why is it that you and I live in our life as if this is our home? And not recognizing that we have to move from here. Joseph knew it. One day, you guys are going to leave, but don't leave me here. Dig me up and take my bones with you. I don't want to be in here. As good and as amazing as it is, this is not where I want to be. I want to be in the place God promised. Hallelujah. I want to be where God promised. I want to be in the true land of my fathers, the place that God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to be there. I want to be where Jesus says I can be. He said, I'm preparing a place for you, and I'm coming back for you. And he did. For he said, where I am, there you will be also. And we are. He paid the price. He came back, risen from the dead, gave to them the promise of the Spirit of God, raised us all up, and we are seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you hearing? I don't know if you're hearing. I said you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Is that then where I am, there will you be also? Okay, you're there with him. And if you are there with him, then you, born again of his Spirit, you are above all. You are head and not tail, above only and not beneath. I want you and I to begin to reposition ourselves. When we talk about repentance, we're not just talking about a turning away from sin. Repentance is also realigning ourselves. As you've heard me say many times before, the penthouse is the top part of a building, right? So when you repent, you are going back to the top. Some say, I am at the top, not at the bottom. I am head, not tail. Hallelujah. How does that happen? You have to confront certain things. The Bible says they took their journey from Sukkot and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go day by day. He moved them steadily. And the word of God tells us that he brings them to a place called Pi-hahiroth. Pi-hahiroth is a place where a certain kind of hardy grass grows called sedges. This is a grass that is so stubborn. It's hard to kill it. It grew in this particular area, and it took them by a place called Migdal. Migdal means tower. And he took them by a place called Baal Zephon. Now, I want you to have a sense of what is happening here, because they're going to cross that Red Sea. But it brings them by this place called Baal Zephon. Why is this important? Because Baal Zephon simply means Lord of the North. Lord of the North. Why is that important? Because the enemy always tries to mimic God. The Word of God says blessings do not come from the east or the west or the south, but does not mention the north, because the north, God sits in the north. Are you with me? Now the devil had Baal Zephon, Lord of the North. In essence, I'm in charge here. I'm going to block anything that's going to happen around here. It's going to be me. And God says, no, we're going to deal with you too. God is not leaving anything undone. Amen. You're going to stand like a tower, a refuge for the enemy. You too, you're coming down. Because I'm the true tower. I am the security of my people. The righteous run. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they find safety. I am the real deal, not you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you. Pie. You're going to be like a stubborn grass? Really? Let me tell you what. You're nothing. You're here today, and tomorrow you're gone. You are not going to be a weed, because this is a particular kind of a weed. And God is saying, you're not going to be weed in the life of my people. I'm going to get them out. God brings them through here. He says, for Pharaoh, day of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. He said, I'm not taking them through the path of the Philistines. I'm going to take them around here. And then he's going to get Pharaoh, because he wants to get Pharaoh. And he's going to pull Pharaoh out of his palace. He's going to bring him out here, and he's going to deal with him and his army once and for all. When it seems to you that you're not going anywhere, and the enemy thinks you're not going anywhere, you are properly positioned, because God has bigger fish to fry than you think. Pharaoh thinks, I got them cornered. I'm going to get them. So he comes for a pursuit. In Exodus 14:3, Pharaoh says, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden, God says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. Remember, the discussion was about we're going to go out for 3 days. Remember that? Yeah. So, and remember what I said? That was God's code language. Praise God. Because 3 days represented their past, their present, and their future. Hallelujah. And they were going to worship God forever. But now, Pharaoh did not understand the code. And then his people, his spies said, those guys, they're escaping. They're not coming back. Pharaoh says, they're what? They're leaving. And his people said to him, what have we done? Why did we let these people go? That we are now left without people that are going to serve us. Praise the Lord, we are not servants of the devil. Amen? But that's what the enemy wants, for you to be his servant. But God says, no, you serve me, not the world. So he makes his chariot ready, and he takes his people with him, and they go on this wild pursuit. 600 chariots. It says, and all the chariots of Egypt. So I say, all the chariots of Egypt. One more time. All the chariots of Egypt. That means all of their military equipment. They took everything. They took all the captains over every one of those tankers, those whatever it is they had, all of their military leaders. He took everybody. And he comes in pursuit of Israel. And the people who were living by sight and not by faith, knowing that God, who had dealt with every god of and goddess of Egypt, that same God, they got scared. And so many times when we face with situations, we get scared. It's understandable. Because they'd never seen the army of Egypt coming like that. This was totally different. They thought they were free. And now there's war. What are they going to do? But remember the statement of the Lord. He did not take them through the land of the Egyptians, of the Philistines, because they were going to see war and return. Yeah? Okay. Now watch them. Watch them. See what God meant. Verse 10. It says, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? Was God right? They've not even gone. They've not faced the Philistines yet. Pharaoh is coming, and he say, you should have left us in Egypt. We want to go back. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. It's better for us to be of the world than to be facing all these attacks. I thought, I told you, leave me alone. Before I became a Christian, I didn't have all these problems. I felt it was only just going to be joy forevermore. No problems at all. My neighbor, look at him. He has, you know, he's a smoking, drinking, womanizer, and he has 4 cars in his driveway. And me, look at me, I have this rust basket here. You know, I have to do the Flintstone thing sometimes. But I'm supposed to be the blessed and the highly favored of the Lord. Well, I should have just followed that way. That's exactly what they're saying. Have you ever been in that place where you see somebody doing so much better than you? And you think, maybe this is not working. All this praying that I'm praying and Bible study that I'm doing and meditating and confessing the word that I'm doing, it's not working like that. Take heart. There is more to life than things. God has not finished doing what he wants to do. And watch this, these Hebrews. Their pockets are full. They have everything there is. They have emptied the economy of the land. Egypt is broke. And they are the blessed. There's not one weak or feeble in their midst. They have experienced supernatural healing. Those that were crippled, those that were sick with any kind of ailment or disease, when they took of the Passover lamb, got healed. Not one sick, not one feeble, not one weak person. But yet they see the army of the enemy and they're saying, maybe we shouldn't have left. Because we left, that's why we have this trouble. If I had not started preaching about this, I wouldn't have all these problems. Everybody's after me now because I preach the truth. Maybe I should stop preaching the truth. No. You do not live by sight. You live by faith in a God who has loved you with an everlasting love. Amen? And he's promised you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So here comes. And the response of the man of God in verse 15. In verse 14 it says, listen, don't worry, the Lord shall fight for you. Just hold your peace. Amen? Moses said that. I want you to understand, Moses said that. But verse 15 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Because the leader sometimes the leader is so scared himself, and the leader will tell you, take heart, everything is well. But when he gets home, he'll cry, oh God, we're in trouble. My goose is cooked. Oh Father, what is going on? Hey, Pastor, I thought you said everything is okay. Yes, everything is okay. Have faith. So why are you crying? Say with me, God knows my pastor. Yes. Moses is scared himself. He'd not seen this. God says, go talk to those people. Tell them to go what? Forward. Don't stop moving. Keep going in the direction that you are going. What direction is that? Arise, let's go forth. Let's go on. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press. When it looks like you should be giving up, that's when you should muster up courage in the Lord and keep on moving. Don't stop. Keep moving, because you're going to see and experience the salvation of God. God says to Moses, lift up thy rod. Stretch it over the sea. Divide it. What? How does this make any sense? The only thing I've done with this rod, you know, is turn the water of the Nile. You know, in fact, it was Aaron's that did it. The only thing is, you know, I put it down and it became a serpent. Now you want me to do what? Stretch this rod? And you want me to divide? You divide the sea. Who's done that before? Where has that ever happened? Behold, I do a new thing. It's not like what happened before. I'm going to do new things. And I'm going to engage you and involve you. You that is busy here crying and saying, oh God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? God says, even in the weakest level that you are right now, I'm not going to call this rod, which I call the rod of God. I'm going to call it your rod. And as weak as it is, because I have touched it, it's going to start doing stuff that you have never seen before. God, how am I going to pay this bill? Stretch your hand. The sea is going to be divided. He says, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. This is what's going to happen. And all the man of God stretched that rod, and all night the wind blew. And God created a pathway. I'm going to have to finish tonight. God created a path through the sea. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do things look impossible? You have a sea ahead of you, and you have Pharaoh's forces behind you. What are you going to do? The Bible says that God took Israel, the Hebrews. He says, I carried you on eagle's wings. Eagles. Harness. The storm. And ride it. The greatest days of the church are before us. But with it is going to come a certain level of turbulence that we've not seen before. But it's the people that know their God that will do exploits. And we have this promise of God. Mama read it to us in John 14. You know the Father. You know the Father. The people are busy asking questions, and he says, you know. How is it possible that I know what I think I don't know? You know because I said you know. You're going to do exploits because I said you're going to do exploits. You are going to act like the greater one because I said you are greater. You are going to be head because I said you are head. What I say is what you are. And God is saying that you are more than a conqueror. God is saying that you are healed. God is saying that you are prosperous. God is saying that you are mighty. God is saying that you are great. And what God says about you is what you are. He says that you are holy. He says that you are righteous. Now you must say, I am what God says I am. Isaiah 43:16-20, and I'll stop for now. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are what? Extinct. They are quenched as tow. Behold, see, the word of God says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. So whatever it is that you've read about me, the things I've done, it says, don't even consider those anymore. Don't even remember those anymore, because I'm going to do a new thing. Amen? I'm going to do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'm going to surprise every creature. That the dragons, the beasts of the field, are just going to be wowed by what I'm doing and saying, what on earth is going on here? We've not seen this before. And I say to you, glory and peace, you've not seen what God can do yet, but you will see God. You will behold His move, and you will be overwhelmed by the goodness of God. Amen? This is the doing of the Lord. He's a way maker. Hallelujah. He is God. He is not a man that lies. He says, I have formed thee for myself, and you're going to show forth my praise. Say with me, I am going to show forth the praise of God in the mighty name of Jesus. My life is a testimony of His goodness. God says in Zechariah chapter 2, He says, I'm going to build a wall of fire around you. Just like the pillar of cloud. He says, I'm going to build a wall of fire round about. And he says, and I'll be the glory in the midst of her. Word of God says, where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in the midst of them. When God wanted to destroy Pharaoh, The Bible says God looked through the pillar at the army of Pharaoh. He looked. Can you imagine this pillar and these boggy eyes showing up? God is fighting for you. Amen. You know, something happened this morning when I was coming early in the morning to spend some time here that surprised me. I shouldn't be surprised. I was driving, coming. I came to a stop, and I saw a vehicle. I saw it. Headlights coming. And I looked again. There was no vehicle. And as I crossed, the Lord said, "Did you see that?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Do you know what happened?" I said, "No." He said, "You are moving in two dimensions at the same time." Wow. In another dimension, there was a car. But in this dimension, there was no car. And I said, this can be very confusing. What if I don't know what dimension I'm operating in, and I think I'm operating in this dimension, but I'm in this dimension? He said, there would never be a confusion, because whatever it is that's happening on that dimension, you will never have an accident with. Huh. God is going to carry you through dimensions. Are you listening? He's going to carry you through dimensions. I will show to you from the Word of God tonight that when they were crossing that Red Sea, they were operating in two dimensions. I will show it to you from the Bible today, tonight, so that you know that God is about to do something extraordinary in your life. You think this is what's happening, but something else that's happening. And the devil doesn't have control of what God is doing. When Jesus wanted to go up, he stepped on a cloud. You and I are going to experience God in a new way that nobody else has experienced God in. You know, a lot of things that we say are miracles, amazing miracles, that the enemy can do the same thing. Huh? Yeah. But God is about to take us to a dimension where they're going to say, "Oh no, we can't even go there. How is that happening?" The world talks about traveling without plane. But this is totally different. God is going to show himself strong, because he's a delivering God and he's going to take us out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you receive that word? Amen. All right. Well, I'll see you tonight. But for right now, let us honor God with our giving and say yes and amen to his will and his word for us. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here? today that needs to turn their lives over to God. Say, God, I want you to come into my life. Thank you. I want you to come into my life. I want you to be Lord and Savior of my soul. I don't want to be lost with the rest of the world. I want to know your saving grace and know peace which passes all understanding. If that's you, just raise your hand. I'll pray with you before we leave this place today. Praise God. Rise with me. I'm going to ask Mama to come. Join me at this time. The Lord is our healer. The Lord is our deliverer. The Lord is our peace. And this day, his name will be exalted in us and with us. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, start.
The Bible says, wait. You want me to start? Praise the Lord. It is the body of Christ, broken for us, so ours will not be broken. He was wounded, pierced, grieved, and the Bible says he bore all our sorrow. So whatever our problem is this morning, just surrender. I say, I surrender it to you.
I surrender it to you.
Surrender your life.
I surrender my life.
My health.
My health.
My finance.
My finances.
My family.
My family.
Every issue.
Every issue.
I surrender to you.
I surrender to you.
Say, I forgive.
I forgive.
All those.
All those.
Who hurt me.
Who hurt me.
And I receive forgiveness.
And I receive forgiveness.
From you, Lord.
From you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, take and eat.
The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. The word of God says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him, and by the stripes that he bore, we are healed. We declare as we take off this cup that we will have a spiritual and physical transfusion of the blood of Jesus Christ. That any sickness in the blood will be eradicated. Anything that is not of God, eradicated. Let it be extinct in the name of Jesus. We are forgiven. We are redeemed. We are made every whit whole. Take off this cup and drink. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just sing it, I surrender all.
I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
One more time, I surrender all.
I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee,
blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Just be seated for a moment. Every year we try to do something for our adopted elementary school called Champlain, which is just down the street, a block away from here. They didn't ask us for anything, but the community is a needy community. And we try, especially during this time of Christmas, to do something, put some hampers together for families that may need it there. And today I would like, just for a quick moment, if you are able to, give something extra, to just bring it and just drop it up here, and it will be taken and it will be used to serve hampers, especially during this Christmas season. So if you can, that would be great. Amen. Hallelujah. For when?